You're tuned in to Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. with the Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
What's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys today? We are here in the studio, 107.9, having a good time. The Financing Your Future radio show. I am Joseph Talbert. And I'm just here to say what's up. We got Miss Tiffany Pineda.
Good morning.
And Jeremy Plummer.
Good morning, Jacksonville. Hope all is well.
Every time you talk, man, it's like, are you on the news or something? You know,
I'm used to. I did a lot of stuff like when I was in high school, like reading the school news on TV with a teleprompter. So it's like I'm used to
with
that
a teleprompter.
Yeah,
so you can read.
Yeah,
some of us can.
I mean, it was. At the time, it was like a C-level school, so we read a lot of John Deere instructions, but we did learn to read.
John Deere is important.
Yes.
I don't even know what John Deere instructions are.
Tractors and stuff.
Tractors.
Farmers. Farmer instructions.
Farmers can't read, is what you're trying to say?
No.
They keep it simple and they keep it safe.
We keep it simple, man. I grew up in a town with one red light and two schools, so it was like.
I gotcha. Okay. I believe in keeping it simple, though.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, well, good stuff, good stuff. So, yeah, we're here, y'all. Real fast, we want to go over our sponsors, like usual. And, y'all need to put y'all phones on silent.
Mine is off.
That's good, that's good. It should be off. Is your phone off, Tiffany?
It's not off.
It's just vibrated?
No, mine didn't vibrate. That wasn't me.
That wasn't yours? Oh, it wasn't mine. I got mine in my hand. Y'all are crazy.
See, it's not off.
Look at you, Jeremy.
What?
You suck.
You ain't seen nothing. Ain't nothing going on here.
All right, listen here, y'all. You know, this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute. We're a Bible-based training company. Our goal is to teach people how to have and enjoy life. Too many people have life. They have a wife. They have a marriage. They have a job. But they're just not enjoying themselves.
No.
And so I believe that Jesus came that we might have life, have
and
more,
life
abundantly,
more abundantly
to the full and until it overflows to have and enjoy. And so that's what the Harvest Group Institute is here for. We can help you do just about anything you want to get done. If our company can't help you do it, we have resources to get you there.
Mm-hmm.
Then Rack City Inspiration, Miss Melinda Rackley, she is a publisher, one of the best publishers I know.
She rocks.
She writes for a living. And so she helps people get ideas out, get your journals turned into books. Whatever you're trying to do, she can do it. Go to RackCityInspiration.com. And then First Command Financial, Mr. Nick Poe. They've been sponsoring our seminars, as you know, forever. And they have been an amazing company. 904-269-8772. They are who we go to and who we refer people to get their life insurances done, to get their plans for retirement done. They're an amazing company. First Command Financial, Mr. Nick Poe. And don't forget about kidsincapeinc.org. That's KIDSNCAPEsinc.org. They help keep kids safe.
Yes.
From sexual predators and from
bullying.
Bullying and all of that stuff, man. Stuff you got to talk to your kids about. And you want to sow into these guys, work with these guys. If you love young people and want to help those guys stay safe, go to kidsincapesinc.org. Don't forget about Chiropractic Injury Solutions, Miss Dr. Natalie Blum. They got a South Side and a West Side location. Their number is 904. Oh, my, I got to put my glasses on. Their number is.
Getting old, dog. Getting old.
I look good though to be my age. So, anyways,
you look good for radio.
Yeah, I look good for anything.
Lord help the conceited heart. Amen.
Prayer. I've been working on my humility, and I'm proud of myself because I'm more humble than everybody else.
It's taken.
it shows.
Chiropractic Injury Solutions. Dr. Natalie Blum, 904-300-3114. Go get your back cracked and get a massage. Go to chiropractorjax.com. Then XOSE, a premier marketing company, mm-hmm. XJOSE.com. They actually just did a logo for Jeremy. And it's a phenomenal logo. They did a great, I mean, they embodied really everything that you want it done.
Yep.
And so they're a really cool company. And again, imagine a company like Vistaprint, but better quality and cheaper.
And more creative.
And more creative. Yeah. So go to xjose.com. Their number is 904-316-7119. Don't forget about Mr. Luke Lewis. If you want to buy a house, Jackson Real is his company, 904-465-0100.
Support a veteran and get exemplary service.
Yes, he
and
is
get a home, too. That is important.
Get a home, too.
Get a home, too.
It's really good to get a home.
Get a home, dude.
Get a home.
Yes.
And
sell
so,
a home.
I was actually going to change a little bit what I was going to talk about today. I do a quick, brief overview of what we talked about last time and then jump to the next place. We talked about cutting down on your junk. Remember
yes.
that? Remember cut down on your junk. Quit buying a bunch of junk. Because poor people buy a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
A bunch of junk. You know, I guess I remember my grandmom's house and she always had a whole bunch of junk in the house.
But she would share it too.
And she would share it and give it away. You don't know no old people that just give away stuff
yes.
that nobody wants really.
My grandma does that. I'll go over to her house and she'll be like, oh, I forgot to give you this at Christmas. Here it is. And I'll be
and
like,
keep forgetting. Thank you.
A baby doll.
No, I was never one of those.
It's like a teddy bear lamp. Look, it cuddles and it sheds light. Oh, thank you.
That sounds like a
but
good
But she holds on to everything, though. Like, I opened the refrigerator one time, and there was, like, something that said, "We like Ike" on it. And I was like...
We like Ike?
Yeah,
oh
that was a presidential campaign from, like, the 40s.
Oh, Ike. Eisenhower. Ike.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That is. So yeah, cut down on what you're spending money on. Like, pay attention. Do you need it? Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. And then, and we talked about making time for gratitude.
Yes.
And being appreciative. And you know, I talked about, you know, we were raising money for an investment that we were doing. And instead of calling up everybody that owed me money, I called everybody who owed me money and I released their debt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you reap what you sow.
I'm still waiting on my credit card company to do that.
To call you up and let you go?
Yeah.
Well, how many people have you let go?
Me?
Have you called anybody that owes you money and say you can keep
it's kind of hard to owe anybody money when you don't have any. So
that's a
process.
That's
not too hard. I know a whole lot of broke people that owe a whole lot of people money. They ain't got none, but they owe everybody money. So
well,
it's not that hard to owe people money if you ain't got none.
Well, it's
we
know,
live in the
he's
America.
Saying it's hard to lend it if
yeah,
he doesn't
if,
have
if
it.
I don't have it, I can't
it's
give
hard
it
for
out.
You to lend.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't have a lot of people who owe me money is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Come
well,
on, man. Keep up.
We're gonna help you fix that.
Lord willing.
Yes, we want you to have a bunch of people that owe you money.
I want people to owe me money, and I want to have a home. That's
well,
my two goals.
Well, I'll say this. Come back to the class that we're having, our Making Money class.
When is that one again?
It's every Saturday. Well, no, the first and third Saturdays.
Okay.
From 11:30 to 12:30. And Jeremy came to the last class. Did you enjoy it?
It was good. It was really insightful. Yeah.
And we're going into this. We have class today. And we're going to talk a lot about personal value, how much you're worth, and start teaching people how to get out of the world what they're worth. You know,
how do you calculate that? Like, when you think of how much you're worth, how do you get the idea of, okay, well, given my skill set, my talents, my gifts, I should
how
be making this
How about we let college
much?
Tell you how much you're worth? That's what we're doing
That would
now.
Be a lie.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
I decide how much I'm worth.
Oh, you decide?
I decide. And I base how much I'm worth on what I know my ability to deliver is, what my value is. And, again, that's what the class is talking about. Especially, like, we got some exercises today that's going to hit on some of that stuff. Like, right now, for speaking, mm-hmm. roughly, I have determined, and how do I know it's true? Because people pay it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have determined that my 30-minute time is worth $400 to go talk somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing. I know guys who have determined that their time for talking for an hour is $10,000. You
and
see
people
what I'm
pay it.
Yeah.
And people pay. How do you know it's not worth that? Yeah, it is. Somebody pays it. The only thing that makes us something valuable is if anybody will pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, the only reason Oprah is who she is because we say that she is.
Well,
you see what I'm saying?
That and Stedman.
I don't even know if she's still with him.
Who knows?
But you get my point.
Yeah.
If we didn't determine that she is who she is, she would just be a lady.
Yeah.
Because there's a, you know, you follow me?
Yeah, so, I follow you.
So anyways, yeah, come to the class, come back, because you get to come for free.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, I am sweet.
Here we go again.
He just forgave a debt in advance, you know.
Right.
I didn't even owe him. I didn't even owe him.
No, but yeah, man, come to the class and learn how to set your value and then how to get people to pay you that, what you're worth. But anyway, yeah, make time for gratitude. Like, look at your life and see how you're blessed. Look at your life and see that that God has done some amazing things for me. And because he has and he's blessed me, I can't be irresponsible with what he's blessed me with. Mm-hmm. God requires you to take what he blesses you with and produce fruit with it. I was talking to a young lady the other day, and you know, we have a Bible fellowship for that we have on Thursdays. And we were talking about reaping and sowing, and we were talking about like, what do you have in your life that is not whimsical? You know, what's there that you said I'm going to do and you did it? You know, and most people don't have anything that's there like that. Where, you know, I said what I was going to do and I did it. Look at my life. Look at the fruit. Look at the fruit. Look at the fruit. And then, and we were talking about the fact that he gave 1 5 talents.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they produced 5. He gave 1 2 talents and they produced 2. And even though 1 produced 2 and 1 produced 5, they both produced their max and they're doubled. So I asked people, what do you have in your life that you've doubled? What has God given you that you've taken and produced at least that same thing back into the world? Because the one who gave 1 to, he hid his. He said, I was afraid to even try to produce fruit with mine.
And he brought it back dusty and unused. Right.
And what did God say? He called him wicked. And that's what people don't grasp. We want to be talking about, I don't smoke, you know, I don't chew, I don't hang with those that do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because those people are wicked. But if you're not taking what God has blessed you with and producing fruit with what he's blessed you with, the Bible called that guy wicked too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, again, being... realize that it's kind of like what we do with our kids. What do we do with our kids? We give them a new toy. We buy them an Xbox. We whatever we buy them, and we walk in a room and the Xbox is neatly put away.
Mm-hmm.
It's preserved. You know what I'm saying? We say, man, I see that he appreciates what I've blessed with. Look what he's done with what I blessed him with. Mm-hmm. He took it and turned it into more. He took it and did something amazing with it. And when we do that with our kids, we get it.
Right.
And that's the same idea that God has. Look at the job I've given you. Look at the $10 an hour I did give you. What have you done with it? Look at the car that I did give you. What have you done with it? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And so, it's a measure of respect.
It's a measure of respect when you take what God has given you and show true appreciation for it. Well, how do you show appreciation for it? I say thank you, Jesus, all day. That's not how you show appreciation for it. You show appreciation to God for what he's done for you by taking what he's given you
and using it
and produce more with it. You say, God, look at what you gave me. You gave me this car. It was kind of raggedy. I just wash it every week. I took it and I got it. What you call that? Polished.
Oil change. Okay. Detail.
I got a detail.
Putting new duct tape on the headlight.
Yeah. But watch this. But I've seen people where you said, that's that same car. You ever see, is that that same car?
Wow.
It's like, wow, look at what you... Yeah,
I've seen people do that with spouses. I'm like, is that the same guy? You fixed him up. Whoa, it's amazing. Get rid of that mullet. And those,
that mullet.
Hey, it's amazing.
Party in the front, man.
But you are goofy. That's hilarious. But that's really showing your appreciation.
Yeah.
It's taking what God gave you and producing fruit with it. You know, and doing those things necessary. Then the last thing we talked about last week is a little bit, be deliberate with your choices.
Yes.
Don't just be out here spending money for fun. Be deliberate in the people you hang out with. Why are you hanging out with those people?
Mm-hmm.
Be deliberate in what you're spending. Why are you spending that? You know, I'm going to say something that some of you might not like, but I don't care. Hey, I need that number right here.
Oh, yeah, the 904. The number,
give us a call, 296-2251. 904, I'm good. 296-2251. If you like what we're saying, if you got a question, or if you think y'all don't know what y'all talking about, call us and tell us. We don't know what we're talking about. I don't mind.
Show respect for the show and interact with us. Call us.
Indeed. So, yeah, be deliberate with your choices. Think things through. Don't just behave. Don't just be out here willy-nilly.
Flow through life.
My mom used to say, be bopping through life. You know, I wake up, I go to church, I go home. I wake up, I go to church, I go to work, I go home. I wake, and it's like you just existing. And there's no on purposeness for what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and what I was going to say is, like, even be deliberate with the people you hang out with.
Yes.
You know, people say you shouldn't use people. But that's not quite true. Let me tell you what I mean by that. You shouldn't misuse people.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to use people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I use Jeremy to laugh. I use you to laugh. Mm-hmm. People use me for what I'm good at, and you know what I'm saying.
To improve their vision, this is a wonderful kind of thing to look at.
If you're married, you use what's there. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, and this is what we tell our kids. What she said, I didn't get it.
Sorry, man, it was over your
head. My head. Yeah. I don't mind. I'm smart enough. For
I said you're visually pleasing. We use you for something good to look at.
Oh, amen. God bless America.
God bless America.
Yes.
Because you're visually pleasing.
Hey, we got to give credit to God where credit is due.
Okay. Well, I believe that, but I don't think the Constitution had anything to do with you being visually pleasing.
And the people have determined that Joseph Talbert Jr. must be good
looking. Must be in the pursuit
of please sign here.
That must be in the pursuit of happiness, yes. Paul.
Right, you're so stupid. So, like this pen here.
Yes.
You used this pen.
Yes, I just did.
And if you stabbed Jeremy in his neck with
using it.
Hold on, no. But we would say
misusing it.
We would say that's not what that pen is
Why
for.
Why have I got to get stabbed?
Huh?
Why can't you, like, stab yourself?
I wouldn't stab myself.
Stab some neighbor. But no, stab Jeremy in the neck.
A homemade tattoo. I'm going to use it for a homemade tattoo. That is not right. What that pen
is for. And that's what we tell our kids. That's not what that's for. I didn't buy you that for that. That's
Why
not
are
what
you
it's
doing
for.
That?
So we don't have a problem with you using a thing for what it's for.
Right.
What we have a problem is when you misuse a thing and or abuse. A-B-U-S-E. Abuse. The root of abuse is abnormal. Abnormal use is what abuse. That's the root of abnormal.
Right.
And then use. That's what abuse is. So abnormal
like
use
words.
Or abuse.
This product is also brought to you by Schoolhouse Rock.
You're so silly. I love words, man.
Fraggle Rock rules.
They matter so
Fraggle
much.
Rock.
They matter so much. But so when I say be deliberate in the people that you choose to hang out with, I have to be deliberate, because if I'm not, watch this. If I don't know what a thing is for,
right,
then I have to misuse it.
Right.
You have no choice in the matter. You can be the sweetest, nicest, most loving person, but if you don't know what something is for,
you're gonna misuse it.
So if you don't know why the people are in your life, you can't do anything but misuse them because you don't know what they're there for. Mm-hmm. Or abuse them.
Well, I always pray for divine appointments. Like, I don't want to waste time. So, God, whoever I need to speak with, how I need to speak with, the timing, because I think that's also, like, again, using people correctly. If I'm not prepared for what that person is bringing into my life, then that's a misaligned time.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, you have to know why you're doing the things that you're doing. I don't just hang out with people willy-nilly. I don't just say, oh, that's a nice guy. No, what is he there for? Because I don't need to be misusing him or have an abnormal use for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we say child abuse, what they're saying is you're using that child in an abnormal way. You know, when people physically abuse their spouse, that's not what that woman is for.
No.
That's not why she's in your house, brother. It's for you to hit on her and take out your frustration. That's not, so you're abnormally using her. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's okay to use her for what she's for, what God put her in your world for. Right. It's okay to use him for what God put him in your world for, but it's not okay to misuse him or to abnormally or
use
abuse
that individual.
Him.
So
again, this is why you got to do what you do on purpose. Right. Be deliberate. In what you're doing and who you're around, where you're spending money, where you're going, what you're putting your hands to. Do you see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And if it's not deliberate, what happens is you wake up in 50 years and you guys hear people say stuff like this. Man, I'm 35. I'm 40. I never thought I'd be here.
Where'd you think you'd be? The graveyard?
But they didn't have a plan.
No.
It's just they've been bebopping through life.
I think a lot of people's plans is just survive.
Yeah.
And you're right. You're right. But we're taught that.
Yeah.
Make a living. Just how do I make a living? So I got a job. I'm straight. I found my church. I'm straight. And I'm married. I'm straight. I've done it. It's like, no, you haven't done nothing.
Check.
But that's what you do. I go work. I wake up, I go to work, I go to church, I come home.
You've never been promoted on your job. You and your spouse are not happy. You have no money in the bank. And Tom, Dick, and Harry are knocking on your door asking for what they've loaned you back.
And nobody ever says, okay, babe, we need to do something different. Mm-hmm. But we can't get something different to come out because we don't know what to do. Nope. They just continue to live in this way. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, don't forget HarvestGroupInstitute.com, RackCityInspiration.com, First Command Financial, Mr. Nick Poe, 904-269-8772, KidsInCapeInc.org, keeping kids safe from sexual abuse and bullies and things of that nature, Chiropractic Injury Solutions, Southside and Westside location, Dr. Natalie Blum, 904-300-3114, or XJOSE.com, 904-316-7119. They are a premier marketing company. And then Mr. Luke Lewis, 904-465-0100. So anyways, so after that, what I wanted to talk about, since we kind of went over a little bit of what we talked about last time, is this here. Me and my friend this morning was chatting, and he gave me
some notes.
Yeah, he gave me some good insights. It's good to talk to older people, huh?
I'm talking about your handwriting.
Oh, I had to scribble it. I had to write it fast.
It's about like the chicken wrote it.
Yeah. Y'all are haters. They haters.
Hey, that's my purpose in your life.
That's your purpose in my life? That was funny. This is what you got to realize this. And he said this. If God is for you, then who can be against you?
No one.
And with that is a root revelation. You realize that I can do this. Mm-hmm. I can do something different. I can take my money and change the world around me. I can do this. Baby, we can get out of debt. We can do this.
We can do it.
We can create the life that we want. We can do this. Huh?
It can be done.
Yeah, it can be done. But again, you know, and he and I were talking kind of one of the things that stops people, I think, is because they don't believe it.
Right. They pay lip service to.
Because what we were talking about, just to being honest with you guys, we were talking about, you know, the fact that we're on the radio. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know lots of people listen. We get to us all the time. And I was like, hey, we need to start kind of raising donations. And he and I was talking. He said, look, just tell them, man. We're here to give you guys answers. We're here to bless you. We're here to help you. And we need you to kind of be giving to the ministry so we can continue to offer this to you. Right. And I told him, I said, I don't think people really value this kind of stuff. They don't really value when you're talking about money and
they value things. Emotional releases.
Yeah. And don't forget, guys, give us a call at 904-296-2251. That's 904-296-2251. Give us a call here in the studio. And so I was like, yeah, they don't really value it. And I talked about the next seminar we got coming up in April. And, you know, we're working with a lot of – we got about four new financial clients that we're doing some really cool stuff with their money and creating some wealth for them. Mm-hmm. And in April, every Saturday in April, we'll have one of those guys come in to talk about their experience. And I was like, I said, we got millionaires that's going to be speaking at this seminar in April. And I said, yes, $49. He was like, so it's always, is it packed out? And I was like, no, that's sad.
Bucks?
It's not packed out. And I said, I wonder why. And I said, because people don't understand. They don't value it.
Let me put it in perspective. So for this workshop where you can empower yourself, you can change what you've been receiving in life and learn things that will actually bring something that is solid financially to you is $49.
Yeah.
People are paying $1,200 to have pictures and champagne with Cardi B after her concert.
That's
and
stupid.
What will that do for you?
Not a darn thing.
What will that do for you for $1,200? And so
I don't even know who Cardi B is.
She's a Dominican rapper. Yeah. And so the thing is, they've placed more value in an experience that is not going to add any value to their life than they have into knowledge that is going to change not only themselves but generations to come, because you can teach this to your children.
And what's so interesting is that you would think that because we're Christians, we don't think that way. Mm-hmm. But that's not true. I find that Christians are they have the least value for information,
financial knowledge.
For financial knowledge. And it's sad.
They stop at the tithing and the giving and they're done.
Right.
But what are you doing with the other, you know, 80% to 70%, whatever moves you to give?
That's it right there. And I was telling them, I said, look, man, I said, I understand the value of, I said, if a millionaire is talking, mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Oh, yes.
I'm there with my notebook and my pen. A millionaire is talking, I'm listening. Mm-hmm. And he said, it's because you understand. And I say, yeah, I get it. This guy doesn't have to be here talking. And at our seminar, and I told him, I said, they're not selling nothing. They're not upselling on classes. Mm-hmm. I mean, they may have a book for sale for 10 or 15 bucks, mm-hmm. but they're not selling nothing. They are going to be there just telling people their story, what they did, how they got started, what kind of discipline was required, you know, mm-hmm. just helping people become more successful. And there's just no value for that kind of information.
Mm-hmm. I think it comes down to everybody has that belief until you're required to make a sacrifice to put feet exactly. to that belief.
Right, and that's why I said, and he said, I don't think they believe they can do it.
Yeah.
So it's a millionaire talking. Well, I believe I'm going to be a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I can be a millionaire.
I thought you were one already.
Not yet. I'm not there yet.
Okay.
The close of... Yeah, 100.
You're a thousand.
My cleaning company was doing $250,000 a year.
Right. Okay. What are you cleaning?
Huh?
What are you cleaning?
A bunch of buildings.
Right. Dang.
The Taj Mahal.
That's some good travel expenses there.
And so it was like, do you believe it? So because I believe it, if a millionaire is talking, I'm mm-hmm. here taking notes. Because I believe I can have what he has, I want to learn from him.
That's right.
So, and so he was like, I don't think they really believe it. And that's mm-hmm. when we said, well, if God is for you, then who can be against you? You got to believe it. You got to believe that it is for you. You got to believe that you can have a life that God talked that's about it. Having for you. You got to believe that you can have it, that you can enjoy it, that it's not supposed to be check to check all the time, mm-hmm. that it's not supposed
that
to be.
That it's possible.
That it's possible. You got to believe it, and you got to believe God is for you. In that, and if you do, then you start to make decisions in line with changing what's happening around you. And I'm going to go over real quick, guys, the sponsors again. We got HarvestGroupInstitute.com, First Command Financial, 904-269-8772, Rack City Inspiration, KidsAndCapeInc.org, helping keep kids safe. Go to their website again, KidsAndCapeInc.org. Chiropractic Injury Solutions, Southside and Westside locations, 904-300-3114. Exose Marketing Experience, 904-316-7119. And then Luke Lewis Jackson Real, 904-465-0100. They are in the studio wilding out today, y'all.
Yes. And I want to say, if you want this to be an hour instead of 30 minutes, you have the power to change that by contributing financially. You can be a sponsor, and you can go to Harvest Group Institute, Cash App.
Our Cash App is $HGI Services.
Or if you just see Joseph on the street, just toss some his way.
Throw a pound of 50s at him. Boom, here's a pound of 50s.
Just make it rain on
that
street,
promise he won't be mad at that bump on his head.
Or you can call us at 904-533-6154. That's 904-533-6154. And any of the people that do donate, we give them a book, either a book called Quick Guide to Discovering the Best You,
mm-hmm.
or a book about business, Easy Steps to Doing Big Business.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, go ahead and sow, guys. But you know, the seminar is going to be coming up. It's going to be in April 27th. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got our classes and workshops. Jeremy, where are you going to be doing your comedy at?
March 15th, St. Augustine, Anastasia Boulevard.
We got to put a link on the website.
Yeah,
for that.
I think I did put the flyer on a comment on the link.
Okay, that's what's up. So we'll make sure we push that.
Yeah, if you just Google Jackie Knights, St. Augustine, Florida,
okay.
the club will come up. You just call and.
And we're getting ready to relaunch our comedy club as well.
Yes, I'm excited about that.
The only clean comedy club in Jacksonville, where you can come and laugh and get the same experience. If you sit in the front looking a mess, you're going to get laughed at and picked on. You just won't hear no profanity. That's pretty much it. So, but yeah, y'all, we are growing. We're working with folks. You're trying to get them where they're trying to go. Go to our website again, harvestgroupinstitute.com. Give us a call at the office, 904-533-6154. And we'll finish up this discussion next week. But you cannot be afraid to invest. You cannot be afraid to move forward financially. People say, I'm scared of losing money. I say, no, I'm scared of staying broke.
Right.
That's what I'm afraid of.
You're already losing money.
Yeah, you're already losing money. You're investing in companies every day. Mm-hmm. Every time you buy that cheeseburger, every time you buy a T-shirt, every time you buy a new car, you're investing in these companies and you get no return.
None.
But when we sit with you and talk about investing in a way that's strategic, that gets you a return back, it's always, oh, hold on, let me think about it, let me see.
$49.
I don't know. I'm scared.
It's like,
you're already investing in companies and you're afraid of it. Don't do that. Let us help you.
Be strategic in it.
So, guys, we appreciate your time and attention. You know, we love you. Drive fast and take chances.
And look both ways.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.